How are you?
We're good.
Veterans reporting to Everbank Field for the start of 2014 training camp. That means we're less than 24 hours away from the first practice of 2014. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini. J.P. Shadrick with you inside Everbank Field, just outside of the Terrace Suite, where the back-to-football luncheon just concluded. A lot of things happening at Everbank Field for the first weekend of training camp. A lot of events, of course, on Saturday. The D.C. United-Fulham game, the unveiling of the scoreboard, the Carrie Underwood concert coming up. So a lot happening around Everbank Field today. Biggest news of the day nationally, Justin Blackmon, Jaguars receiver, reportedly arrested in Oklahoma. We'll hear more from John Osier on this in just a moment. Players in the building today, most ready to roll from the offseason program. They're going through physicals with team doctors, conditioning tests, administrative meetings, first install meetings for offense and defense tonight, too. Lots to get done on Thursday, but wide receiver Cecil Shorts, the third safety Jonathan Cyprian, they understand now in year two for Gus and Dave what to expect.
To have the same coaching staff in 2 years in a row is huge for this team. There's no transition period. We all know what to expect from him and the rest of the coaching staff. We all trust in him and the rest of the coaching staff. And we're excited.
I definitely know what to expect. We're coming in here. We know we have to get to the hotels. You know, I have my own room this year since I'm not a rookie. And we get to, you know, focus up, and it's time for grind.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. And, of course, the biggest news of the day nationally is Justin Blackmon's reported arrest last night. What does this mean for him with this franchise?
Well, it doesn't change much. I think the biggest thing, biggest takeaway, listen to Gus, listen to some players talk. You always hear when a guy has off-field issues that the concern is about the player and not about football. Well, that's real in this case. You know, the football issue with Justin really isn't an issue right now for this team. When you talk to players, there's real concern. They like this kid. They think he's a good kid. They want him to get the help, and they want him to get his life in order. And that's really – that's not lip service in this case. You really feel that.
Well, how far away would the football business be? Or are we even close to that?
Well, I don't think that's even really a thought. They've said all off season that they don't really think he fits into the plans. They haven't said it absolutely definitely, but you've gotten that feel. You've been around. So Shad Khan said today there's really no reason to release or cut ties with him at this point. They want him to get the help he needs. There's really no risk financially, roster spot, any of that. He's sort of on the side as an auxiliary, if you will. So they want him to get the help. And when it does happen that that's clarified, when the NFL makes some sort of decision, if that's ever resolved, which we don't know if it will be, then they can figure out if there's a football fit for Justin in Jacksonville.
You mentioned Shad Khan. Here's Khan and Gus Bradley speaking about Justin Blackmon earlier today.
We want to keep him as a player. He's not part of the team, obviously, but I think it's very important for him to get the help. I think that's the most important thing.
It's really hard by not having conversation with him. You know, I really don't know how he's doing, where he's at, and then when we receive news like this, you know, it creates more discussion. So I'm sure those will be conversations we have, you know, the direction we'll go.
That's just a difficult situation. I mean, it's kind of ongoing, and, you know, all we can – you know, do is pray that he just finds a way to get on the right track and, you know, save his life.
Of course, the other piece of news today concerning the offensive line, Coach George Yarno likely not back for a good portion of the season. Luke Butkus named the interim offensive line coach. He's a guy that Gus Bradley's been around for a long time.
Yeah, and a tough situation for Luke. He's obviously close with George, and this is a situation where he said what you'd expect him to say. You don't want to get this opportunity like this, but it is an opportunity. He does have a job to do. And that George Yarno is still very much in the room. It's his room. So Luke Butkus moves forward on this. And when Gus Bradley was putting the staff together, he made a point today to say one of the first guys he wanted was Luke Butkus. He believes in this guy. Gus is a guy who likes to put together a staff where young coaches come up behind older coaches. In case those coaches leave, then guys can be ready. You didn't want George Yarno to leave or not be around this season in this way, but Luke Butkus, I think, will do fine.
Let's get happy. How about that now? The biggest theme of the luncheon today was, of course, the video boards behind us here at Everbank Field. They'll be unveiled for real on Saturday, and, boy, Shad Khan was very happy with the result here.
Well, you said happy. Look at this. It's hard not to be happy, right? And, you know, Shad Khan talked, and when Shad talks, it's always news. The biggest takeaway I got was it's the first time he's really seen the boards in action. And he said they're better than he imagined, which I think if you come out Saturday night, if you come to a game this season, you're going to get that same feel. They're bigger than you thought even possible.
Great job, John, as always. We'll look forward to your writing a little later today.
Thanks, JP.
Let's hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton. He says for the first time in a long time, there is legitimate excitement around training camp.
Here we go. Another season of Jaguars football officially begins today as the veterans arrive for training camp. Of course, this isn't just any other season. This is a season of hope. And it's the first time anyone could reasonably, justifiably find hope for the Jaguars since 2007. I don't need to rehash 2008 or 2009 or any season since. Of course, people wish the best for their team and hope that Blaine Gabbert would go Ben Roethlisberger in 11, or perhaps Mike Mularkey could wave some sort of magic wand in 12, or even that Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley could find some super secret formula last year. The reason there was no hope in those lean years and the reason why there's so much more hope today as training camp begins is simple. Caldwell has done a remarkable job of drafting. Sad to say, but Shaq Harris did a lousy job, and Gene Smith didn't do much better. Too many guys drafted between 2003 and 2012 who were supposed to be cornerstones for the franchise simply couldn't play, and the roster was bone dry, empty. That isn't the case today. Caldwell has a franchise left tackle, and he has his quarterback of the future in place. There's legitimate talent at receiver and on both lines, and the secondary looks like it will go from a weakness to a strength in one season, thanks to the focus there last year. This isn't a complete team by any means and probably isn't a contender as training camp opens. What it does have, though, is young talent at nearly every position and competitive depth to sharpen that talent over the next few weeks. Caldwell brought in enough free agents at key positions to run the ball and rush the passer, which will allow Gus Bradley to develop the younger players and play a much better brand of football in 2014. Where it goes from there and how fast it gets there is, of course, to be determined. But there is every reason to hope that we get a good look at what's to come this season.
Hope you're here this weekend, and I hope you're bringing your bathing suits. Okay?
Now a look inside the back-to-football luncheon inside the Terrace Suite earlier Thursday. Over 500 business leaders and city officials in attendance meeting the Jaguars draft class and enjoying lunch before hearing from Shad Khan, Mark Lamping, Dave Caldwell, and Gus Bradley. The Jaguars are on the field for the first time in 2014 training camp Friday at 9:55 a.m. Jaguars.com/events to register for free tickets. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini.